from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
I'll tell you right now, y'all better watch out today. Better watch out.
Watch out.
This might be a case, too, where you better recognize.
Ooh.
I think this would be a situation where you might need to recognize.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to be on alert. You need to make sure that if you hear this particular voice, you are in some level of trouble. So,
uh-oh.
Monica, this is important for you and I because we will probably be in some level of trouble.
At some point.
Yes, and this would be helpful because we learned that Antoine not only... Well, he has Antoine's voice.
I have my regular voice right here.
There it is.
Yep.
Then he has Antoine the coach's voice.
Yeah, so that voice is more like... All right, ladies, I need you to the baseline. All right, I need you right there. There you go. Good job. Good job.
That's Coach.
Yeah, that's Coach right
there. Okay, that's Coach.
Yeah.
What up, Coach?
Fairly pleasant because, you know, I already have a level of respect from the kids anyway.
It does seem relatively pleasant. Antoine coaches middle school basketball.
Yes, girls basketball.
We're in the season right now, so, you know, he's fired up. He's, you know, you sound very encouraging. Like, you'd be one of those people that if they would give that, they'd go into the locker room at the end and they show it on TV sometimes and they would just be like looking at you like it was camp. I mean, just loving it. So
ladies, I know we lost, but hey, we can do better. There's always tomorrow. We'll come back and we'll get
you,
at
Coach.
It.
All right.
Thank you, Coach. Who brought popsicles?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it is that. But then we learned that in addition to that, every now and then Antoine has
teacher voice.
And they heard it yesterday. There was, I'll tell you the story after in a second, but yeah, they heard my voice. The teacher voice was, ladies, baseline now. Across, spread out. Yeah, they got it yesterday.
Sometimes you have to.
They got it yesterday. Let me tell you, man. Whew. Let me take a deep breath so I don't get frustrated again. No, so we're having tryouts right now. And yesterday and today, we're having tryouts. And the girls try out before the boys.
Okay.
And so the boys got there, for whatever reason, 30 minutes early. And so they didn't come in the gym, but they were in the hallway outside the gym. And so the boys are all, like, in the windows, in the door, like, putting their face up. And the girls are so one girl went and put her earrings back in. Because the boys were watching.
The boys, oh my gosh, it's middle school too.
Yeah, so, so when I see the earrings, I'm already getting riled up. And so we finish our drill, and I'm like, all right, ladies, to the baseline. And most of them go to where they're supposed to go. But like four or five of them run to where the boys are and like bang on the window.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You see how to shut it down.
I took a step back because I really needed to say all my words. I took a step back, and that's when I was like, ladies, baseline now. But in the voice I just used.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You have to.
He had to pull from deep within his loins.
Yeah.
And I rarely have to do that.
Yeah, because I understand. I mean, because I have mom voice. Then I have mama. Yeah, that's why I shut it down.
Uh-huh. Well, they know you're not playing.
I shut it down. You got to count down. Go, go, go. One, two, three. I told you to sit down. Yeah, and they know.
See, that's the one I feel like we get every day. Get the mama voice.
Wait, where's the Monica voice? Where's the regular voice?
Yeah, where is that? I don't think I have that voice in there. It's gone.
and I know when it works, when it sticks, because any other time it's, yes, coach. All right, coach, yes. In that moment, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like, they weren't even blinking. I had all of their eye contact and attention.
Good. Antoine, for this coming baseball season, when I have to coach, I bought a whistle.
I'm ready. Oh, a whistle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Coach Zach. You think regular Zach is terrifying? Coach Zach is.
I enjoy all that. I think they need a little bit of that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They need it when it's necessary.
Like, when it's necessary.
Never going to yell for the sake of yelling. Sometimes
you want to keep them on edge. You know?
But for the most part, it's like, all right, good job, ladies. All right, I need you here. I need you here. All right, we're going to work through this. It's very straightforward, but every once in a while, ladies, baseline. Like every once in a while.
You're trying to teach them.
Gotta let them know.
Gotta put them in line just a little bit.
And it's tryouts. I can go up from here. I get now and I can go up from here.
Yeah, just all I know is that I'm going to do my best to avoid Teacher Antoine voice today. All right. I like Coach Antoine. He's all nice.
Coach Antoine,
he gets us inspired for things. Like, Coach Antoine's going to help us win $5,000 in the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Teacher Antoine doesn't want to hear your stupid guesses anymore that are wrong.
Sometimes you have to lead by fear.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Coach Antoine leads by love and respect. Every once in a while, you got to lead by fear.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's time for me to go down Fear Street, too. She didn't get the job. And usually you're very disappointed about that, but she thinks it's hilarious.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Zoe Johnson, she applied for a job as a teaching assistant.
Okay.
She was like, okay, you know, I'm waiting to hear back. She waited. 8 years, she gets a reply back. We're not interested in you. Sorry you did not get the job. She forgot she even applied.
That is funny.
Well, at least they were considering it, I guess.
But she had to laugh at it.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you apply for a job and you don't get it, they feed you that same bullcrap line of, well, we'll keep your resume on file in case anything comes up. Well, they did.
It had to be the pandemic where someone said, just go through all the emails while you're at home. You know,
just check. See if there's anybody in there.
Just check and reply back to everything we missed.
Yep. I feel like they had an intern that they needed to give some busy work to. Like, we have nothing Kyle today. Kyle, can you just go say no thank you to everybody we didn't want to hire over the last day?
Yeah, Kyle's working at home thinking, okay, let me reply back to this email right here real quick. Yeah, but Zoe Johnson, she said, I applied for that job 8 years ago. And they finally reply back.
You know what does suck about that, though, is here you are. You've moved on with your life.
Yes.
8 years later, you've completely forgotten about it. And then this place that, again, you have completely forgotten about goes, hell, by the way, we don't like you. So we'll let you know.
Yeah, we just wanted to remind you.
Uh-huh. Just ruin your day just a little bit.
It's like having someone you went out on a date with 10 years ago call you up and be like, hey, just want to let you know I was thinking about you and I'm still happy we don't date anymore.
I know. How hurtful.
Or calling you up and be like, hey, you know, I know we went out a decade ago, but I don't want to go on a second date. Okay, that first date was 10 years ago. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, ghosting. I know I ghosted you 8 years ago. I just want to let you know the sentiment stands.
Yeah. Okay?
Still don't want to go out with you.
Yeah, at least she's able to have a laugh about it. You know, bless her heart.
That is funny. Also, I was really not confident this was going to be funny.
Yeah, but 8 years later.
Hello. Is that how Adele does it?
Hello.
Sounds like her.
Hello.
Hi, it's Adele. We are, I'm going to tell you right now, there's shortages, or at least alleged shortages.
Yeah.
And I will explain to you what those are. But I can promise you that this holiday season, this fall and this winter, there will be no shortage of Adele.
Hi, this is Adele.
You're not going to be able to get away from her.
No, she's taking over. Mm-hmm. She's taking over.
Do you have it in the hot list there about how it's like Adele everything? There's a concert and there's an Oprah chat. And
She's covering all of it.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we may not be able to get toilet paper, but you can always.
Hi, this is Adele.
Have Adele there for you. So let's see. Yeah, I will tell you what they claim. Mm-hmm. I'm going the other way on this stuff now. Forget it.
Okay. How are you going the other way if they say we're out?
No, I say nuh-uh.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Just no.
I'll explain.
Okay.
Yeah, just a few minutes. Also, we have the Liars Club on the way, $5,000 Secret Sound, brand new anger diary called Can't Remember Nothing. And I can remember this. Monica Brooks yesterday debuted what I will call clown voice.
Mm-hmm.
Pennywise, the clown voice. Yes. Yeah. Not only does she debut Pennywise, the clown voice, she debuts what is actually, it's a very similar voice, but the character is very different. Stupid child who gets killed by Pennywise.
Well, that's why you say you feel for that little girl. You have to watch the movie. Watch It too.
Chapter 2.
I feel so sad for her.
Yeah, because there's a girl, spoiler alert, it's the first 5 seconds of the movie, mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever. But she's got some mark on her face, so, you know, she's the child nobody loves and blah, blah, blah. And Pennywise the clown says, come on, hang out with me under the bleachers. You know what? I'll let Monica tell this story. It's better.
A lot of people seem to love Pennywise.
Yeah, but Pennywise, he just, hello. And then some little goofy child is, oh, hello, clown. Like, you know, like, what are you doing, child? Like, what are you doing?
You stop it.
What?
Because
that little girl
didn't have any friends.
Hi.
That little girl didn't have friends, and he used that against her.
So
to
she
get
goes
her to come
under the bleachers for a friend?
I felt so bad for her.
I didn't. And I watched it again. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel bad.
And when the clown said,
come closer if you want to talk to me.
She didn't have
come
any friends.
Closer. All right, clown. You look
poor
safe
thing.
And happy at night in the, under the bleachers.
She didn't have any judgment either. Had she never read a book?
I know.
I mean, you would think a kid with no friends would have at least watched more television and known not to do that.
Well, hello, clown.
You're so rude. Like, you wake up in the morning, you're like, who could I be rude to?
Oh,
this fictional character in a movie that Antoine feels
but
bad for.
But you still
for.
Feel bad for that little girl just thinking about it.
Let me see if I can find it. Well, hello, clown. Is there?
Hello. And then some little goofy child is, oh, hello, clown. Like, hello, clown.
You're just hateful. You're hateful.
I love the babies, but that little girl, she didn't have common sense.
You need me in your life to balance you out because you are just so rude.
I feel like because they don't do one take of anything when they're doing movies, so they do multiple and they make tweaks and everything. So, you know, it's probably the first time, and the director goes, cut! Walks over to the kid's parents, like, hey, come here. All right, I'm going to need that girl to sound a lot stupider right now. Okay? I want her to sound like a gullible dummy.
What she's about to do.
Rude.
Well, hello, clown. How are you?
You guys are terrible. Just terrible. That poor girl, she had no friends. She went down there just sad and lonely. And then she died.
And like Zach said, she hadn't watched TV. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. You don't talk to strangers.
You need a friend.
Well, you know what? She doesn't seem like anyone I would have wanted to hung out with. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. All dippy and all, hi, everybody. She'd be that kid. Be like, hey, guys, we're going to go out on the playground. Oh, Lord.
Here she comes.
Shame on you guys.
Right. Here she comes. Here she comes again. Shame. That's it. You know, sometimes they claim it's all they're being judged because of my looks. No, it is your personality. Okay? Just to be clear, it totally is. If you want that whole thing, you can get on the podcast. Hello, clown. I need that one more time. Well, hello.
Hello. And then some little goofy child is, hello, clown. Like, you know, like.
She's I hope you guys are proud of yourself.
She's a cute little girl. I
need to find out what her name is and send her like a free
basket.
You
didn't remember her name.
Yep. Hello, Andrea. I received a fruit basket from you. Thank you so much.
Hello, clown.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the scoopla.
We should be able to just quit for the week when we hit our peak. And then just know we're done.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's your peak. It's my valley. Because I'm sitting over here sad just thinking about that little girl. I just
hello, clown!
I just watched the clip and I couldn't even finish it. I felt so bad for her.
Why?
I don't know. But it hit me. Like, in my heart. Like, the first time I watched it, and even now, years later, it's hitting me in my heart.
Do you have those? clearly you do. But does anybody else have those fake characters? I mean, is it a TV show or a movie or whatever, that for whatever reason, you get in your feels for that person and like this.
And the crazy thing is she's not even the main character. She's in the movie for like 5 minutes.
That's right. It.
I meet her and she dies in the same amount of
could
time.
Could have been longer.
And
I'm like, something foolish.
I don't feel like that's necessary.
She's the sacrificial idiot.
She was set up. She was manipulated.
Because you don't ever feel bad for, in most horror movies, there is a sacrificial idiot, right?
Yes.
At the beginning.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And in most cases, when you see said idiot, you think, idiot, you're about to die, moron.
I don't feel that way for her.
Get ready for it. But for some reason, Vicky's Antoine's little friend.
Well, Vicky.
Poor Vicky. Rest in peace.
She just wanted a friend.
I'm trying to think of, because I know I have those ones where I get a little emotional about some character and why is it? And then there's other ones you don't care.
Could not care less.
No. When it was finally Carl's time and the Walking Dead, like, whatever. Sick of you anyway. Get out of here. Yeah. Take them all with you. So if you want to weigh in, 52353, and we can get into that. Here's the things they say we're not going to have. And of course, it's all the things they say you want also. Oh, there's a pumpkin shortage. That's what they're trying to
not
say
worried
now.
About that.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this one.
Yes. Finally, good news.
I don't believe this one, though, because last year they said there was a pumpkin shortage.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't. The year before they said there was a pumpkin shortage. There wasn't. And they do the same crud every single time where they say, well, you know, you better run out and get your canned pumpkin right now. And I'm thinking, this is just you trying to get us all stupid enough to buy a can of pumpkin.
Yeah, that's all this is.
I'm not a fan of pumpkin anything, so all of it can go.
Yeah. Now they say that it won't affect your jack-o'-lanterns, it might affect for Thanksgiving if you're looking for the canned pumpkin, blah, blah, blah. I go back, the same thing every single time was there was the alleged sriracha shortage.
Oh, I remember
hot
that.
Sauce.
Yeah.
And they even said, I went to the store and they had taken all the smaller bottles and it said out of stock. And then they had the larger bottles and it said buy now, may go out of stock. And I'm thinking, no. No, this is a play. Yeah, and then everything was fine, and that was it. So my approach this time is I'm just saying no. I'm not doing this anymore.
You're not?
No.
That's all right.
So what are you going to do with your behavior? Like, you're just going to go out and just try to buy it?
I'm not buying any. I'm not buying any, and I don't care. I don't want it. It's fine.
So what if they finally do something that you do enjoy? Will you still keep this stance?
Yes.
What if they say gin?
I can have vodka.
Yep.
I'm gonna go and I'm gonna let nature decide what we have and don't have, and I'm not gonna get all cuckoo, because what they want you to do is get all cuckoo
and buy everything up.
They were trying this the other day. Oh, we're gonna start limited toilet paper again. There's plenty.
No,
okay,
we're good.
Don't be stupid. You don't have to do this.
And I actually did that with toilet paper. And it just worked out perfectly to where I never ran into that issue. So this should work out for you, Zach.
And here's the other one they're saying. Oh, you better go. It even says, look, and I quote, go out and buy today, which all means right. They just want you to buy artificial Christmas trees. That's the other one.
Nope.
They're saying we're just not going to have enough of them.
We're not.
No, because they're stuck in artificial a container trees. In China or just out there.
Isn't the whole purpose is that the artificial tree that I used last year is in the garage?
Yeah. Yes. So take it out.
I can't remember the last time my mother bought a tree. I think she's had that artificial tree since 93.
Right. So unless you're someone who throws out your artificial tree every year.
Yeah, you don't know how this works. Why am I buying new ones?
See, again, they're trying to mess with us.
And then listen, you know, we're saying to consumers is act now, go out and buy today. This is the CEO of the National Tree Company. That's made up. No.
Okay.
The CEO. I mean, I like that title.
The National Tree Company.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the National Tree Company. That's better go out and buy it right now. Scrambling to get those containers. No, I'm not doing it. No. I don't care.
We'll just let it happen. Let everything play out.
Right. They're trying to get you to go crazy when they finally put out the Thanksgiving turkeys. They want everyone to go nutso.
Yeah, they've been talking about the turkeys for a while.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll turkey. I'm like, well, you know, I don't really eat turkey like that anyway.
Yeah.
Or the other,
they sit there and they say, well, you better stock up on box stuffing. So, well, maybe you better learn how to make better stuffing. Yeah. That would be a better idea.
I have a gift for you, Monica. It just popped in my head. If you don't have a tree, you don't have an artificial tree. Okay. So this is a Monica thing, heck on a Tuesday.
Okay, I'll take it. I'm ready for it.
All right. You take your youngest kid or your middle-aged kid and you decorate them.
I like it.
And you have them stand in the corner with their arms out. You put a little star or Jesus, whoever you want to put on top of the tree. Have some ornaments hanging from their arms and stuff and put gifts underneath them.
I think that's a great idea. And Antoine,
I like that.
I like your suggestion of middle child because that's the kid that always claims they're never the center of attention.
Exactly. Yes.
And now they are. They are the spirit of Christmas all the time.
Don't move, Sean. Like, let me get this picture.
Right.
Don't move.
Stay right there for a month. You just need to stay right there and you'll be good to go.
Taking something off the interstate. That's illegal, right? You can't cut down a tree off the highway.
I thought you said take a kid. Okay,
no.
Never mind.
No.
I was confused on what we were talking about.
No. We ain't doing that.
Come on, murder the bleachers with me, clown. What do you got going on?
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us telling the truth, one of us lying. Pick out the liar, win a prize. Isaac got my son a present he hates.
I, Monica, had an accidental conversation with a stranger.
I, Antoine, hated the movie Halloween Kills.
There's a lot of texts at 52353 that think Antoine is lying. It was Antoine. Katie in Iron Gate says, Katie from Iron Gate, I think Antoine is a liar. Like, she's...
Ooh,
Mr. Antoine, I think you're the liar.
I know, it's so sad.
Yeah, well, guess what, Katie? You're wrong.
No.
That means you're wrong.
I hated
wrong.
That movie.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I hated that movie. It was so loud.
Loud?
The movie was loud. And that's the thing, because, like, you're playing the theme song right now. It's silent. It's suspenseful. Like, there's not a lot going on. But in this movie, everybody is yelling the entire time.
I didn't like it either. And
you watched it twice.
Yeah, because Ava wanted to watch it with me. And I watched it again just to see if it really sucked that bad. And it did. And so I even thought about going to the theater just to wait for people to walk out, eat popcorn, and get their response to it.
It takes a lot for me to watch a movie and cheer for the villain. But I was like, Mike, kill them all.
Yeah, this is
kill
terrible.
Every single one. I didn't care. And that's like when we were talking about Vicky from It Chapter 2, the little kid.
Right.
I had more emotional attachment to that little child in 5 minutes than every character in Halloween Kills.
And why?
I wanted
it was so
all
cheesy.
Of them. They were just loud and running around.
Yeah.
And, oh, we're going to kill him. The end stops now. Yeah. It was like, oh,
it
my.
Was so stupid. Everybody's on the ground.
Alert.
I'm like, get up.
Watch
Let's
it on Peacock.
Up.
Watch it on Peacock.
Yeah, don't pay for it.
Y'all are not the first people I've seen on social media say they didn't like it. I mean, I'm sorry. I haven't heard from anybody that claims that they like this movie.
Mm.
No, it's the don't.
Oh, I did. Two people, and they lied. One of them, they lied, and I started to call them out, but one, I don't really know that well. The other, I was like, I believe it was, yeah, you said you liked it. You gave it like a 10 out of 10. I'm like, liar, right?
No, they can't count
you
that.
You paid for it, so now you have to say it.
Or it's one of those things where
you
think,
to see it.
I paid for it, and I wasted my money, so I want you to waste yours. I want you to go on the sad journey along with me.
Yeah, so sad.
So 52353, if you'd like to weigh in on that. We also have people some Monica in here. Monica's a liar. Kelsey from Pulaski says you're lying. Well, guess what?
No, you're also wrong.
That means you're wrong.
What is an accidental?
Accidental conversation. Because
sounds like
I went
being
out
nosy.
To. No, I was not. I knew you were going to say that. Because
correct.
Because I went out to lunch and I sat down at a booth. And you know when someone sits across from you, you sometimes make eye contact with another.
Do you?
Yes, you do. Don't you? Have you ever had someone sit in a booth next, like right across from you, and you just lock eyes with someone?
All
right,
all I hear in my head is that you're sitting at a booth and there's someone at the table across from you that you came there with.
No, but this is like another booth. And this guy is getting ready to order, And I hear him. He's really loud and he's with his order. Hopefully he's listening. So, but anyway, he was talking to the waitress and he was like, she said, anyone else is showing up with you? He said, no, I'm just here by myself. And I just happened to look over at him as he said it because he was really loud. And he's like, wife and kid at home and the baby is crying. So I'm just here by myself. He said, you know how it is. And we started talking. It was an accidental conversation.
So it sounds like
I wasn't
Antoine's
being nosy.
Theory,
like I was not nosy. Right. It was just me.
Because you heard him say, I'm here all by myself. And your instinct was, let me see what this loser looks like who's here all by himself. And
as
that's
he walked
when you
in,
locked eyes.
But that's I was talking with my girlfriend and then I look over and he was.
But you're a bad talker then. If you're conversating, right. If you're conversing with right. your girlfriend and he you was, look over at the stranger to your right.
So you're looking for better options? Is that what this is? You know when you're talking over the top
it
of people?
It was one of those just accidental conversations where we're all talking. We all started to have a conversation.
You did everything wrong. You did everything wrong.
How did I do it wrong though?
You're supposed to be conversing with your friend.
I was.
Your eyes are over there. And then you leave your friend's conversation right. and have a conversation with the stranger.
And then we all became friends because we're all just chatting.
What's his
the
name?
Waitress. I don't know. He looked like
such
a Jonathan,
friends.
Maybe.
Oh, he looked like a Jonathan.
Maybe a Jonathan.
What does a Jonathan look like?
Friends. How many? He looks like that guy. God, Antoine. Don't you know anything? Jonathan. He looks like Jonathan.
I would call him Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Bad talker over there, you. But yes, it is in fact true.
Correct.
Isaac Jackson in The Liar. I did not get my son a present he hates. That is mommy's fault. Mommy got him something that he hates.
Oh, was
so there was something that he hated,
oh,
though.
Yeah. Yep. Because we went to Richmond the other day, and I went to a concert, and mm-hmm. part of the concert, our ticket, we had, so I don't know, we got like souvenirs.
Okay.
And it was a hat and a tote bag and some other stuff, and all things that my daughter was very much going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So those were like, oh, hey, here's all your presents. Yeah. Congratulations. And we think, okay, you got to get something for the boy.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on?
Where are you going to get them?
And we stopped at bougiest grocery store in the world, Trader Joe's.
Yes.
And my wife says, I'm going to get him this big bag of these sour fish that they have. They
call, right.
So you know, you have gummy, what is it, Swedish fish?
Yeah.
Well, there they call them Scandinavian swimmers. That's their version.
Oh, no.
That doesn't sound tasty.
They are quite good,
okay.
Actually. The regular ones. I don't like the sour ones, I like the regular gummy ones. Yep. And she says, oh, he loves the sour ones. I'm going to get him this big bag of sour things, Scandinavian swimmers. This will be perfect. I said, all right, so this is his gift for getting him this? Yes, this is his gift. Come home. He says, I don't really like those. I don't like those. I've never liked them at all.
Mm.
So we got him something he hates.
Just sitting there.
Right.
Like,
he said, well, mommy,
you guys enjoy
mommy did that.
Exactly. I could have brought him kale, like just kale chips or something, and it would have had the same effect.
Son, dad wanted to buy you a drone, but mama.
It's a good time.
Mama said to Candy, I was going to get you a helicopter.
We're going to get you a PS5, but she said, no, he's got to have these. And now they're all out of PS5s in the whole world.
Blame so, mommy. No.
Enjoy your Scandinavian swimmers.
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending top three, number three.
Papa John's is saying not today, bacon shortage. They're going all in on bacon.
Good.
I like that.
Yes.
See, we're fighting back.
Stand up.
Instead of trying to hoard everything, we're just going to say whatever. We're doing it and we don't care. So bacon mania is on the way.
Oh.
Which I tell you, of all the manias, that's one I'm okay with having.
I don't mind it.
No, I'm good with the bacon mania.
I want all the bacon.
So what is bacon mania?
Bacon mania, three different bacon-heavy menu items available through Christmas. The triple bacon pizza.
Ooh.
So it has smoky bacon crumbles, and then julienne cut Canadian bacon, and then smoked bacon strips.
Okay.
Isn't all bacon,
all the bacon
inherently smoked? Then they have the smoky bacon parmesan crusted papadilla. Which is just fun to say. Papadilla.
Pretty much like their calzone or whatever.
Yeah, it's a flatbread style sandwich. Basically, it's a folded over pizza, which of course is a calzone.
Yes,
too.
That's all it is.
Fold it over and move on. That one has Canadian bacon, smoked bacon again. Oh, and Monica, creamy ranch sauce.
Creamy ranch. Yep. Okay.
Hello, clown. And bacon jalapeno popper rolls. So there's another one with bacon and bacon.
Sounds good.
And more bacon. I'm good with some bacon. Go ahead and do that. Why did we allow pumpkin spice season to become a thing when bacon spice
season? Who did that?
Bacon sitting right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. You stepped over it.
Number two.
Ah, 'tis the season. It's fall. So what is everybody doing in the fall? What are they Googling? These are the fall activities that people are Googling right now. The first one is one that I would not have thought of. Fall rock painting ideas.
Okay.
I get it. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that, about that either.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
you're already outside, so you found some rocks while you're outside.
Yeah, they like to paint things on decorative rocks. Something to get those little rocks and they show up places.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's what it is. Or if you're going to graffiti some, like Plymouth Rock, something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Corn maze near me. So everyone's excited for the corn
maze. Kids and stuff too.
I did one corn maze. That was one for me where
That's
I thought
all you needed?
I don't ever need to do this again. Like this was
I don't
not
think I ever have.
I've only done them on field trips. When I used to take my students there.
Yep, I did it. My daughter was very, very small, and we thought it'd be a good idea, one, to do a corn maze, and two, to do it with a stroller, which I learned also.
Just a terrible idea. But yeah, since then, never have I thought to myself, you know what I really feel like doing right now? Getting lost in a field.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like fun.
No, nope. Easy pumpkin carving. I'll tell you, it's easy pumpkin carving. Don't. Just throw the pumpkin in the trash or use a Sharpie.
You can go to the store and get, like, toys that look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug it in. And it automatically
pumpkin
turns
carving
on.
Is the absolute worst, especially if your kids say, we need to carve a pumpkin, because they don't carve anything.
Uh-huh.
No, they just want to like come up with the design. They'll leave and come back and see if it's done.
Yeah, let me know if it's done. And they yell at you if you messed it up. And I think this is a terrible arrangement. Yeah,
so we don't just drop it off a deck and just have it just go splat and then draw eyes on the pumpkin and then someone throw it up. There you go. You made a
That's an idea.
I like it. We can go with that one.
Yeah,
oh, and Monica, here's your favorite. Apple picking near me.
Can't wait.
Oh,
let's go pick some
baby.
Apples.
Actually, this one's the popular one is apple picking near me 2021. So I guess it's just not as popular, 2004.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, no. Now this year it's special.
Yeah. Now we're going to find that tree.
Yes.
We're ready for it.
Number one
trending again is Halloween right around the corner. Y'all are crazy. You are insane. This is my least favorite thing about Halloween is just having to deal with costumes.
Yeah.
I get a headache just thinking about it, how the fact that I have to wear a costume. Join us at Boobash, by the way, because I'll actually I'll be happy then because I'll have my costume
and
it'll be done and I don't have to worry about shipping delays and any other thing. But 40% of y'all who plan on dressing up for Halloween. Okay, Halloween is in, like an hour. I mean, Boobash is Friday the 29th.
It's in 10 days.
10 days! Single-digit days almost, Antoine.
Yes.
And 40% of people plan to dress up, don't have a costume, and don't know what they're going to dress up as. How do you live like that?
I've done that, and it's very last minute, yes. I've done it the day before, and I was like, I think I'm going to be Pocahontas. 1 year.
Well, I guess if you're not if you aren't committed to go anywhere, then it's not super high priority. Like if you don't have kids and you don't have to host a party, then you can wait to the last minute.
Put it together.
I feel like that's not what we have here. These are people that they need to enter the costume contest, or they need to come to Boobash, or they have to do something with their kids, or they have kids who need costumes and they have no idea. This is not my idea of thrill seeking. I don't
know
how you guys live on
it's
the
stress.
Edge. Oh my God.
Less of it.
I'd rather skydive. Like that would give me less stress to jump out of an airplane to deal with the costume.
Has ours
shipped yet?
On the way. Keep saying on the way. I don't have a.
Keep saying.
Yeah.
On the way.
On the way.
In an American way? Or
not yet.
We may be at Boobash in no costume.
Oh, Lord.
No, we're going to be good.
No,
we're
you'll see good. Zach as stressed out, about to have a heart attack. That'll be my costume. Yeah, I'd like to point out that when we ordered our costumes for Boobash, it said in the description, what did it say? Made in the USA or imported.
Yes. So it's somewhere from planet Earth.
Right.
We're going to get them, though.
Maybe. Who knows? It could be Mars. It just said imported. Didn't say from this country. So ours is arriving on a comet eventually. Mm-hmm. Yay. Come see us on the 29th, Boobash, Awful Arthur's, downtown Rota. Come check us out. We got $1,200 in cash and prizes and all sorts of fun goodies kicking off that holiday weekend.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth. According to Zach,
it's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, I tell you what, I can't remember anything anymore. If it's a to-do list or a meeting or see what I'm talking about? If it ain't programmed into my phone with at least two notifications, I ain't remembering it. And while it would be easy to say, well, I reckon I'm getting older and the old brain don't work like she used to, I don't believe that. And here's why. I can't remember to bring my lunch with me to work. But I, of course, still know all the words to the Humpty Dance, and that up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start gets you 30 guys on the old Nintendo game Contra. So clearly I can remember stuff, so it just leads me to one explanation. My brain hates me. Mm-hmm. He can work perfectly fine. He just don't wanna. He's a lazy, hateful little jerk that wants me to forget to call my dad on his birthday, but can still remember all about the time I was running around in the backyard and tried to jump over a branch and ruined my underwear. Oh. Thanks a lot, you stupid brain. And further proof that age has nothing to do with it, my children are young and they can't remember to do anything. Or at the very least, they act like they can't. Hey, don't forget to bring those dirty dishes down from your room, okay?
I know.
Actually, no, you don't know. Because when I go back upstairs the next day, all those stupid dishes are still in the exact same spot.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, baloney. Or this one. Hey, buddy, did you brush your teeth this morning?
No.
Why not?
Nobody told me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I needed to tell you every single time. So how about this? Brush your teeth every morning and every night until the day you die. There. That cover it? Does that count as me telling you? And why are you counting on me to tell you anyway? I can't remember anything. Nobody told me. And one more thing. Forget it. Till next time, diary. I say goodbye.
Sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. But the thing is, for birthdays, I totally understand. Because they happen once a year. Like, yeah. I'm really only thinking about it the day before to remind myself to call my mom the next day. Uh-huh. Outside of that, I ain't thinking about her birthday.
But you know what? Pants happen every day. So why can't you remember pants?
Like, all I had was birthdays.
Right, that one's perfectly fine. You know what happens? Lunch. Like, lunch happens every day.
The kids, though, when you tell them to do stuff, I'm like, you know, brushing your teeth.
They weren't listening to you guys from the beginning, though.
I know. I know is my least favorite phrase in the history of children. Every single time, it's to try to remind them, I know. No, you don't. You forgot yesterday.
Yeah.
And the day before and the day before. So don't I know me. Mm-hmm. You know what I want to hear? Yes, Dad. Oh, God, I'm old. Listen how old I am.
Make them repeat it back to you guys. Make them repeat it back. So like, hey, brush your teeth in the morning. What did I just say? Make them repeat it back. It'll help their memory, guys. I'm just saying.
This is why you don't have kids. It doesn't sound fun at all.
It's science. I got you.
Science? That's for them to go do learning stuff at school. Then you know what? Why isn't their science teacher teaching them that so we can remember all of these things? You cannot tell us what to do.
Not the day.
You will not deny us the things that we choose to have Tuesday.
Noah.
Tuesday's always trying to come in here and be all dumb. And we are not going to let it anymore. We say not today, Tuesday. So people are texting in to 52353. I don't even know what exactly happened, but it sounds horrible. This person who said, not today, spaghetti sauce disaster.
Oh,
probably in the microwave.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm thinking on the clothes.
Oh.
Like right before they left for work.
I was thinking they were heating it up, and they were like, I got to clean this mess.
Ugh. There's something terrible about when a microwave has an explosive mess in it.
Yeah.
Let's say spaghetti sauce. It looks like you forgot and put a guinea pig in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just...
What a headache.
Why has spaghetti sauce got to be so splattery?
Mm-hmm.
No matter where. Microwave, it does that. You put it on the stove.
It'll attack you.
It's the only thing that goes on the stove that goes... And tries to come after you.
So all I'm going to say is, guys, don't procrastinate. When it happens, as soon as you take your spaghetti out, go ahead and wipe it down before it hardens and makes it a tougher job, guys. Just saying.
Brought to you by Buzz Killer. That was very Tuesday advice of you.
Was.
Thanks, Antoine.
I would like to say not today, Tuesday, to being lazy. Because I know Monica would not support me in this. But I'm struggling right now to figure out a time to go for my daily runs.
Oh.
Because now, with basketball season starting up, it's right in the middle of the day. And normally when practice starts, that's when I'd go for my run. So I have to figure out, am I going to run after practice when it's going to be dark, or do I run as soon as I leave here, which cuts into like lunch and then work time?
Well, Antoine,
you get to miss lunch or either be attacked by a bear or a coyote. So use your pick.
But I'm not going to be lazy. Yeah. I'm going to figure out a time to run.
Well, Antoine, I feel like there's a perfect time to Peloton. Oh, Lord.
No, I need to run outside.
I was going to say, why don't you just make all the girls run and you can just run along with them?
Oh yeah.
Make them run in practice.
I thought that was a cross country where they're running and just jumping
there
after
practice.
No, I mean
with his own kids and he's got a coach with the practice. All right, laps.
and make them all do laps.
You
and then
you're
you can
running.
Just do
I've
laps
thought
through.
About that, but I need to run outside. I need outside. I need the fresh air. I need the view and all that.
You got a window. Open it. Go ahead and do that.
Yep.
Text in to 52353. This person, not today. Dodgers. That's David in Covington. I guess he's a Braves fan.
Yeah.
Not today. Tuesday splinter in my fingers from firewood.
Not today. I'm saying not today to lunch. Because I love hanging out with my friends and having lunch. But why does lunch tend to like just go by so fast and take up all the day?
Because lunch is the worst. You guys are finally learning.
No, it's not you guys. It's just Zach. I mean, Monica.
And Antoine, now you're learning too because you're going to have to start skipping lunch. So
I don't like, I want to hang out. And me and my friends, we want to hang out. We want to catch up and have drinks and talk and stuff. And then the next thing you know, you look at the clock, you're like, oh, I got to go.
It's not lunch's fault. It's your fault. You're inefficient. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. Your lunch went so long because you jumped into a conversation with a stranger who sat at the table next to you.
There is that.
If you were focused on your friend, you guys would have been in and out in an hour.
We were focused, but we wanted to bring in other people to our convo, I guess.
You know, I want to say this too, because a lot of times it's real easy in this world. You say to somebody, God, you sound old when you say something like that.
Yeah.
I would like to at least point out that when you were just complaining about lunch, man, you sounded so young.
You did. Because you're so like, young. Me and my friends, we just want to hang
what?
Out.
We just want to hang out and catch up.
Eat food and hang out. It's not fair.
But we both looked down at our phones and we said, hey, we got to go. Yeah. And then, it's not enough time. We don't have enough time to chat.
Anytime you do that kind of lunch, what do you have for dinner? Air.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have anything.
What
did I have
gross.
For dinner?
Air.
I had some almonds. Now, how sad was that?
You might as well have eaten
And they
air.
Were dry. They were unsalted.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dry, unsalted almonds.
Were the almond packs behind you. That's actually what I had for dinner.
Are you a squirrel?
I had
what
that.
What are you doing?
No, Antoine, no squirrel would accept that meal.
That's okay. What I had for dinner last night.
Unsalted, raw, natural almonds. This is a 1-ounce package. This is not even good enough for a Halloween basket.
Poor baby.
Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. But it's not her fault. It's lunch's fault.
It's lunch's fault.
Lunch made this happen in the first place. Text in to 52353.
Tia, call me so we can book lunch. We got to book another lunch.
No. It's a big time waster.
Not today.
Not today, Tuesday. Oh, can we, because we have a couple of different prizes. Can we please get a prize to the person who texted in making fun of Miss Monica's almonds that you had for dinner last night?
Yes. Right there.
Yes.
Yep. So, I don't know who you are.
What flight did Monica take to get those almonds?
You know what?
Let's hook them up with some Monica Dudes gift
card.
No, I'm
not amused with that.
Get them some
it's
lunch.
It's actually sad. It made me hungry right now. I realize I didn't eat. I'm starving. Oh, I don't. No, not
come get your bag of dry, unsalted nuts. I just went outside and scooped them up off the ground. Mmm, delicious. Yeah, let's get them a little something. Text 52353. We got some people on the phone as well. Not today. PSATs. With the SATs and the PSATs and the LSATs and all them T's. Stupid.
One day, Zach, you and I are going to make a bet, and I totally stole this idea, but the loser of the bet has to sign up and go take the SATs again.
Oh, God.
You have to spend. Actually, all three of us. At some point, we'll make a bet, and the loser of the bet has to sign up, pay for, and go take the SATs. I feel like it's 6 hours or something.
It's too long.
Can I just go to dip class at least?
Yeah.
Get some points taken off my license?
The SATs. Do you remember your score?
Yeah, it was like 1,200 something.
Mine was 1,201.
It was in the 1,200s. That's all I remember.
Yeah, let me just say, not today, bad burger.
Man, oh, you had a bad burger?
Oh, there's
nothing. There's so many calories in a burger already.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than eating some kind of food that's not good for you, and it's not the optimum level of what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Bad pizza, sucky ice cream, bad burger.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. I'd go to high
school
football.
What was on it?
Yeah.
Just cheese.
Too. Nothing.
Nothing. Well, I know the problem was it was a high school football game, and I get it. They're doing the best there. It is what it is. But the way timing was going down, I hadn't had anything to eat. Yeah. I needed a burger. And what I wanted it to be was at least hot. That's all I was expecting.
Because
they were over there running the
you
grill.
You had a lunch
everything.
Patty?
I did. I had a lunch patty.
Lunch patty.
They gave me that lunch patty.
Yeah.
Might as well have a Lunchable.
A lunch patty sounds so sad.
I know.
It's soggy. And just.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I ate it.
Yep.
Well, how you ordered frisbee? It, you had to.
A little frisbee.
Yeah. Yep. So that was, that's, man, it's just that you feel like you have just wasted the calories of life, and it's just not fair. Let's get Victoria in here. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to say not today to today? To.
Oh, I'm saying not today to the person in front of me at the drive-thru this morning. They ordered literally everything on the menu.
Literally? Did they go up and bring me literally everything on the menu? I will take one of everything.
Oh, and that happens. Yeah.
I always know when it takes a little bit longer that person, they're just ordering too many things. It's being far difficult. Too many.
And if you get like me, you start to roll your window down a little early so you can hear, like, what is taking so long up there?
Yep. I do that every single time because I want to know. There are cases, Antoine, where I might have to just make that ultimate sacrifice and drive away.
And just pull out. Yeah. I've done it.
Oh, man. And so you know what happens with that person, too? Victoria, I'm going to take a wild guess, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Then they had a problem with their order.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it took forever because everything had to have some sort of special order to it. I want a cheeseburger, but I don't want cheese on it. I want fries, but I don't want fries. Like, oh, my gosh,
that sounds like a Monica order. I want fries, but I don't want fries.
Just, yeah. I was looking over at Monica with their Starbucks cup.
Yeah,
don't look over here.
Monica, look over there.
And my order is quite simple.
Monica, did you go inside this morning to that Starbucks? Or did you go through the drive-thru?
I went to the drive-thru.
Okay, just wondering.
Okay.
Y'all,
Victoria.
Don't roll your eyes.
There's people like
Monica's the kind of person. What she would do is she would go first thing in the morning, and she would say, I would like a Big Mac. Hold the Big Mac, and I'll have an Egg McMuffin to sub out for that Big Mac, please and thank you. And then I'd like to cancel my order because I'm going to go get coffee somewhere else.
I'm sorry.
Yes. You will not tell us what to do, and you will not bring us down. Tuesday's goal is to bring us down.
Mm-hmm. You can try it.
Yep. Not today. 3-month-old puppy who keeps pooping on the carpet.
Oh.
Stacy in Christiansburg. This person, not today. 3 Musketeers.
That's rude. I will block you. I will block you and your future born or current born or your parents.
I'd eat Monica's dumb nut bag before I would eat this.
Yeah. I'm going to have a 3 Musketeers today. Love them.
There's plenty.
My son's
attitude
this morning. Yeah, there's never a shortage of unsalted
plain
nuts.
Because they make so many of them.
Not today, husband. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Not today, empty gas tank first thing in the morning when you're already running late.
I feel like that was your fault. I
was thinking the same thing.
I feel like present you didn't look out for future you.
I didn't want to say it, Antoine, because they're in their feels right now.
Sorry.
So, you know, there's that whole thing. Not today, sleeping through every alarm. Not today, skunk that sprayed the dog this morning. House smell horrid.
Oh, no.
Not today, anatomy and physiology final exam.
Good luck.
Listen, I'm not okay.
You can't be. You probably haven't slept in a week.
Not today, my boss thinks I'm going to work 6 days this week. It's Cody.
Oh, poor Cody.
Cody's at
Think
FedEx.
About the money.
He's FedEx, though, so he's got, this is the busy season.
Yeah,
man.
The next 4 months.
Yep. Not today, busy season.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody's going to have to deal with all the people who, when they aren't receiving their packages because they're trapped in a box in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, suddenly it's Cody's fault. Like, he cares or has any idea.
Cody, I'm that person at the end of the driveway. When you drive by, I'm like, where's my package?
Yep.
It was me. Where is it at?
Are you going to do the thing where you follow him?
So tracking says you have my package. Could I just get it out of the back of your truck,
In my head. Yep. In my head.
Resist the temptation to do that, people, if you're listening. Oh, this person. Not today, Zach. Today is trash day, and I forgot until I was walking out to my car to leave for work, and I saw my neighbor's cans out, and all I can hear in my head is Zach bragging about his alley trash and how awesome it is and how he doesn't have to remember when it's trash day, and now I'm late for work, and Zach is in my head mocking me. That's Bridget and Marion.
Oh.
I like that when I'm in someone's head and I don't even have to do the work anymore. Like,
no,
I've already put in the work.
You already did it.
You know what? Let's give. I personally would like to give Bridget a prize. Can we give Bridget a prize?
I think we can.
We have extra prizes.
Okay. Yeah. See, because if she has to deal with me living inside her head, I feel for her. Mm-hmm. That's a bad place to be.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list. Number 3.
Travis Barker, his ex, Shayna Mokler, she's not happy at all about his engagement to Kourtney Kardashian. Yeah, she went on her Instagram to say that she needs a break for spiritual maintenance.
But
they've been separated for a long time.
A really long time.
They have. I mean,
who is this person?
She used to be. She was in beauty pageants and stuff. I mean,
Travis Barker's ex.
Okay, that's her first middle and last name.
Reality TV shows and stuff in the past. Like,
so her first name is Travis. Her middle name is Barkers. And her last name is X. Just want to make sure.
Comma, she has to post. Shayna Mokler. Like
But she wants the world to know that now she's closed.
Okay, I saw too that. Which Kardashian is this?
Kourtney.
Right. They kept it under wraps because they were afraid that Scott, her ex, was going to profess his love and cause a scene also.
Oh my gosh.
So really, he needs to get with
Travis Barker's ex, comma, Shayna Mochler.
That could happen.
And then we can all
we'll
just...
We'll watch their show again. We'll watch on Hulu. I think they're going to have a new show on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. I know. The Kardashians, because they ended their other show. And now we have to respect their privacy. Oh, wait. New show. Hulu.
Uh-huh.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, that's where we'll watch the wedding.
And they were filming all that. Yep.
Number two.
We love Adele. So we want to know everything about Adele, including her death row meal.
Actually, yes. I do want to know this.
Do you have... What do you think Adele's death row meal would be?
Mm.
So this is, you know, your last meal.
It's going to be something meaty.
After yeah. Adele has murdered yet again, and we finally convict her.
Is it beef or pork? I think she's pork.
Pork.
Like a nice pork
I'm thinking
loin.
Chicken.
No chicken.
I'm thinking chicken.
Chicken?
Who does chicken. That? Death row, you want chicken?
I'm saying Adele. I'm not talking about... Actually, you know, it's some wings. I would not mind some wings.
Right, some wings. You know,
and we're being honest here, guys.
And you know what? Come on. Pork loin?
Yeah. I know that's not great either.
Who's picked pork loin?
I know she's yelling at my chicken.
All right, Adele?
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
And I promise I did not look that up. I promise I did not look that up.
So you
up.
Have a secret love for of Adele and what she eats and everything.
Who wants a pork loin before they go away?
Pork loin. Would you like Canadian bacon for your last meal?
Is that do what? It.
Good, great.
Green
number
beans.
One.
Yes, of course. I would just like a nice kale salad if I could.
Give me some of those dry almonds.
Yep. Some dry almonds and some coleslaw. That's what I picked for my final meal. Mm.
Yes, delicious. Kanye West, he changed his name.
Oh, Lord.
So now he's Ye, Yay. He's Yeezus.
I think it's Yay.
But he's Yeezus, right? Yeezy?
Well, no, he's Yay.
Yay.
Y-E.
It's Yay.
He's Yay?
Yay.
His name
he's somebody.
Is Yay
you know what?
What I don't understand
and
is...
he cut his hair. If you see the pictures, too, he has some kind of bizarre...
Okay, no, he fell down, and somebody shaved
his head. He paid someone
head.
Probably $1,000 for that haircut, I bet you.
His haircut looks like someone who passed out at a party, and we all have to play a joke on him, shaved a bunch of stuff into the back of his head. I mean, that's what it looks
it's,
like.
It's something else.
And you're right, it probably is $1,000.
Yep, and he was also spotted out wearing a weird mask. Have you seen that?
No.
The pictures
yes,
freaky
I have
people.
Seen that.
Yeah, it
I
was really
that.
Freaky, this white mask.
What I don't understand with somebody like Kanye is if you want everyone to call you Ye, that's fine. They probably did anyway, because it's short for Kanye.
But you want to make it official.
You know, like if someone's Antoine, some people call him Twan. You know, like that would be you don't have to legally change your name, but of course he has a goofy explanation for all of it.
I believe Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible, and in the Bible it means you. So it's I'm you. I'm us. It's us. It went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just Ye, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything.
Are you still convinced that haircut was on purpose?
I would like to point out something that we haven't considered in talking about Kanye.
What's that?
It's Kim's fault.
Oh.
It's Kim's fault, because while we're listening to that clip, I just looked it up. They became official in 2011.
Uh-huh. Yes.
2011 was the last great album by Kanye, Watch the Throne with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And let's look at all the people that Kim has dated. Nick Cannon, after her.
Ooh.
Now he's having babies every month.
Mm. But they talk about
Ray
the curse.
Ray J, ridiculous. Yeah. After, I'm just saying.
But they talk about the Kardashian family and all the guys that come through. They're like, okay, you know, they give a warning.
Their careers like go down.
But I think Kanye was already started. I feel like he was already rolling.
Album, fire. Five great albums.
Price is Right. He had that like he was already
after
right
her.
There.
That was after 2011.
Now, all right, Antoine, you provide a compelling argument.
Yes.
Let's not rule out it's the children's fault, because it's always children's fault.
I can see that.
The blessing thing.
Oh, Northwest born.
Let's talk about Saint.
See, because now look, he let one of his kids give him a haircut. You see what this is? He let a 4-year-old do that.
Northwest 2013.
Yeah. This is like the age-old battle of battles. I mean, you would think we'd have settled this debate by now.
Okay.
Since cavemen were using animal skins in this situation.
So this debate goes way
back. Oh, my God,
back.
It does. It goes all the way back. So let's say good morning to Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
You would have thought that this argument had been settled a long time ago, but you are trapped in the most classic battle of husband versus wife, I believe.
Yes. And I love all three of you, but I'm going to need to talk to Zach on this one.
Okay.
That's
me.
I need to talk to you because my husband loves you. So I'm like, you know what? If anyone can convince my husband, it would be Zach.
Okay.
And it's so stupid, really. So my husband's a hoarder.
Okay.
Which I can deal with. I mean, I don't, it's the hoarding's not the issue. The issue is.
I thought you'd throw that in there. Like, oh, by the way, he's a hoarder. I just want to put that
just
out.
Piling on.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. So, what is the issue?
He, it kind of like goes with what I'm about to tell you that he does. One of the things he hoards is like a lot of toilet paper products, like toilet paper, baby wipes, mm-hmm. paper towels, and that's fine. Again,
yeah. I mean, to be fair, those prepared. People used to be called hoarders. Now we're just called well prepared for whatever's going to come up. Exactly.
That's what he says. Uh-huh. That's what he calls it. Is he just says he's well prepared. The issue is how he puts the toilet paper on. He's one of those like under, like where you pull the toilet paper under.
Oh no.
You know, to wipe.
Oh, that's wrong.
And I do it the right way. I put the toilet paper over. Like I'm an over person. So I'm right. He's wrong.
So he's an under person where he puts the roll on. I actually consider it to be more correct if you just rest the toilet paper on top
of
it.
Why is it other roll?
The thingy.
What kind of husband do you have? Oh, he's so responsible.
You know, maybe you should just be thankful that he puts it on there at all.
But under.
Under.
I just need to know. Wait, Zach. Mm-hmm. Zach. Which way do you do it?
Oh, I'm an over person. I thought there was no debate. I thought we settled this debate.
Right?
I thought we were.
Person?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over because that's what society tells me to be.
Oh, but you don't want to be? Amen. You want to be true, Antoine, and you wish you could be under?
You're an under.
If I had things my way, I would be an under person.
You're
but
a closeted under person.
But I do over, so I'm not judged.
Why would you want to do under?
I just feel like you have more control when you're pulling it from the back. Put a toilet paper. When you're pulling it from the back, I feel like I have more control of when to stop. I feel like over the top, like sometimes it comes off a little too fast.
See, I would say you have less control because when it's underneath and you pull on it, it just kind of, it comes out all haphazard. Hurdy-gurdy even.
It does.
Yeah. You're under.
No. I don't do it under. I do.
Yeah, but you deep down, you want to do it under. And look, Antoine, if you want to truly be yourself, you want to come out as an under person, that's fine. We'll accept you.
No. I am over.
Okay, good, because I wasn't going to accept
No. It's definitely over. Your husband is wrong.
I've never.
I'm right, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. See?
What is the argument for under? I don't even.
I knew you would help.
I mean, I just made one.
We've been married for 3 years.
Yeah, but what's an argument that we want to listen to? That's the question.
I just think it looks neater that way, but Monica posted something on social media not too long ago that was a perfect description. Either you want the beard or you want the mullet, and that's the only reason I'm like, okay, I definitely can't do the under because you call it a mullet.
Yeah,
I have to do the over now, the over.
Oh, it's a mullet. Uh-huh. I never thought of
like
that.
Draw a face.
Right.
Draw a face on the toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
And when it's hanging from the back,
it's a mullet.
It looks like a mullet.
So he has a toilet paper mullet is what it is. So I guess if anyone can explain the reason to have a toilet paper mullet, feel free to do so to 52353. You can try. Antoine wants to be you. He wants to be one of you, but he doesn't. He can't really understand.
I don't
his
have
feelings.
The cojones to do it, so right. I'm over. I'm doing it over.
Do you need like encouragement from somebody to try to bring you over to the underside? Come to the dark side.
The underside.
Is it over to the underside or under to the overside? He wants to be an under person.
Yeah, I need to know where my group is.
Yep.
Where's my family?
Where are your people, and where do they meet? Do they meet in dark caves?
Under the bypass.
Yes, of course. It's got to be under things. Absolutely. You can text in to 52353. But yeah, Taylor, I say without a doubt, he is wrong. And you tell him that his God, Zach Jackson, says that he is wrong.
Anyone, you'll listen to Zach.
Boy, that's a bad sign, by the way.
I know. We have other conversations we need to have with your husband.
He won't listen to anybody but Zach from K92.
Even, hold on.
Even I'm unnerved. People are very, still, after all these years, passionate about this toilet paper debate.
Yes.
Big deal.
Really? It's sort of like every time we do Not Today Tuesday or we do 4Q back in the day, there's always a handful of people that are still furious about that person in the left-hand lane.
Yes.
Always. Yeah. Always.
They like, never get over it.
They're just never leaving. And I don't know where those people come from because no one claims to be the left-hand lingerer. Everyone
it's somebody,
hits
though.
Them. It is somebody.
I linger.
Do you?
I'm going to put it out there. I linger.
Really?
I'm usually speeding, though.
Okay.
When I'm lingering. But I'm usually in the left lane. I'm speeding, but I'm in the left lane.
Linger speed, because we're arguing about the over and the under. And there are some people that support under. They claim that if you have pets or toddlers that like to mess around with the roll of toilet paper, that stops them. I don't understand how it would stop them.
No.
Can't you just flip it in the other direction?
Because they're reinforced quicker if it's over the top. Because as soon as they touch it, it's automatically coming down. Because you're like with toddlers, peekaboo. Mm-hmm. Like they really think you're gone. So when they roll a toilet paper, it's under. The toilet paper disappears for a second. They're like, where did it go? And then they move on.
You know what? It's almost as if they're not that smart. Look at them. I mean, because I can clearly still see them when I peekaboo. Like, I'm still here. They close their eyes. They're not invisible to me. And then they crawl under a blanket and they're making all this noise. Like, you can't find me. I'm like, you're talking. God, they don't know anything. This person says over all the way because what if there's a spider underneath us?
Yeah.
Ah! Yeah, that's a terrifying way to have to live your life, though, thinking about things like that all the time. What if there's a spider underneath the toilet paper?
Ooh,
man. Brian claims that it's over. And if you Google toilet paper patent, that's what comes up.
It's over.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you guys, I've given up on the fight. Like, it's just, you know, sometimes you just realize it's not worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I have come over to your side. Okay, good. I'm here now.
Yay. Oh, and Tama in Lynchburg says that she tuned in midway through that conversation, so everything was out of context. And it was way funnier that way. So
I like that. That's good. That's the best way to listen to our show. Just jump in halfway through and have no clue what we're talking about.
Right?
Because we don't know
context. Nah.
Let's start the Eliminator.
This one's going to be fun here. So it's Antoine versus Monica. So I'm going to give you two different candies, okay. Halloween candies or Halloween options that end up in a trick-or-treat bag. And you have to tell me which one kids chose of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So which one did they like better?
Can I point out that I don't like the word candies?
Candies?
Candies, yeah.
Because I feel like the word candy is already plural. Like Halloween candy. So when people say, and I know it's written, so I'm not coming at you, Zach, because I see it all the time. I just... candy's already plural. Why are we saying candies?
I don't know why you said that. Now I want to say candies, 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 candies.
See, this is why I'm glad I'm the youngest in my family because I couldn't have a younger sister.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go ahead and do it this way. We'll do sort of like we do in celebrity either or. I'll do three for you, Antoine.
Okay.
Then three for Monica. And then wherever we are in the game, we'll just go streaking after
that.
All right,
sounds good.
Until we're out of time and we don't care anymore. Okay. So which one did kids pick, Antoine, in the battle of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and Reese's Pieces?
Ooh.
Is it the cup or the pieces? Which one won more battles in this candy war?
All right. I'm going to have to go with the cup.
Okay. You think the cup?
The cup won more battles. It's iconic. It's OG. Perfect. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. The cup was number one, by the way, of all 76 candies, was 76% victorious.
I agree with this.
At all moments. Reese's Pieces was number eight, so it was top 10.
I like that's a little high.
Okay. Next one, M&M's, the originals.
You're playing.
Or peanut M&M's. Which one did children choose?
I hate this because I have to go against what I love just because I've been beaten down about this for the past, you know, 20 some odd years. So I'm going to say the winner is peanut, even though I prefer plain. The winner is peanut.
Oh, I was going to go opposite of that. Okay.
Well, Antoine.
You're wrong. You should have went with your heart.
I should have went with what I love. Your young childhood heart. Because M&M's original, 72% victorious.
Peanut is better.
Number two. Oh, peanut's so much better.
Obviously, yeah, it's not. Shout out to the children who know nothing.
Exactly.
But I support them.
Okay, let's see. Next round. This is your last one, Antoine. Okay. You have one right so far. Three Musketeers.
Mm. Now you're coming after my heart.
Which you love.
You're being disrespectful now.
Or Butterfinger.
Ugh.
Or Air.
Yeah.
Three Musketeers are air. I'll take air.
Poop stick.
All right. I contend that I only ate Butterfingers ever because of Bart Simpson. And I don't think kids are watching The Simpsons. So I'm going Three Musketeers.
Really?
This is my game.
Don't let a finger on my Butterfinger.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Wrong.
Bart. Come on.
The kids don't know who Bart Simpson is anymore.
They do. My kids know Bart.
Hey, it's Disney Plus. Yeah. That's why they do.
They say the B word a lot in the new ones.
Bart.
March. No, March. I don't look.
Bart?
March. I'm like, ooh. I said, hold on, March.
Butterfinger, 56%. Three Musketeers was 55.4.
Okay, so it's close.
Very, very close.
Oh, that's cute. They gave made it close.
You're being rude.
Okay. Monica, let's do three for you. All right. Did they pick black licorice or an orange?
They went with the orange.
You say the orange?
Yep.
You know, and that's just her.
I know you like your black licorice and jelly beans and all that business.
Fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I'll take a fruit.
Yep. Black licorice, congratulations. You were 76th out of 76.
Yeah.
Yep. The orange or clementine was 69th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a point for you. Okay, Monica Brooks, how about Sour Patch Kids or Starburst?
Sour Patch Kids. That's not where it's at. It's Starburst.
Starburst.
Pull your teeth out.
Yes. Yeah. Rip your teeth out. That's the point for the kids.
I agree with that one.
Okay. What about the Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar?
Okay. I like that.
Or the Dove Milk Chocolate Bar?
They're not going with the bird. They're going with the milk chocolate, the first Hershey's.
The old school, the plain, the boring, the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're right. Again,
good
wow.
Job.
They don't know the bird.
You got owning it right there. Yeah, Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar, by the way, fourth place out of 76 candies.
It is good. You guys underrate it. It's so delicious.
It's like you forgot to put the actual candy in it. It's the leftover of every candy.
I had one over the weekend. It's so delicious.
Okay.
So good.
Hey, whatever you say.
That's fine. Okay, so it's 3-1. Let's go back in the other direction. Let's see if Antoine can roll a streak here. Let's see what happens. I got a bunch of these. We can keep going.
We're going streaking!
You need at least two to stay alive, Antoine.
Goodbye.
Okay. Did they prefer gummy bears or Fun Dip? Gummy bears or Fun Dip?
Because kids like Fun Dip. They like Fun Dip, don't they?
It's Monica? Fun. It's in the name.
And get the dip. But I'm going to go with gummy bears.
Gummy bears. Wrong.
Is what? Correct. Gummy bears. Not even close.
Gummy bears. All right.
Gummy bears is sixth overall. Fun Dip was 45th.
Good.
Not even
close. Okay, kids are smart. Let me give them credit for it.
Okay. Or are they? Let's continue. Would they rather have sweet tarts or a granola bar?
I'm ready to knock kids over if they pick granola bar. I'm saying sweet tarts.
He says sweet tarts.
They better not have picked granola bar.
You are correct.
I was gonna say.
Yep, sweet tarts 47th, a granola bar 70th, somewhere down here by the
gracious.
Okay. It's all tied up now. Would they prefer candy corn or a popcorn ball?
A popcorn ball.
You know them balls?
Yeah, those hard balls.
You can't get them anymore. Just a ball of popcorn that some like old lady would give out, and now your mother says, there's a razor blade in there.
All right, based off of that description, I'm going to say candy corn, even though it is the single worst candy.
You are eliminated.
Candy corn is 62nd on this list.
Good.
It is
the popcorn.
Good.
Way,
I am happy to be wrong.
Way down there on this list. Okay, Monica, you get this right, you win.
Okay.
Here we go. Did they say Twix or Snickers?
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Let me think about young Monica trick-or-treating with my two candy bags.
Young Monica, I stole the other one.
And you were asked recently if you like Twix, too.
Yeah, because I do. But as a young one?
As a youngin?
As a youngin?
That was a long time ago.
Because I always have my, you know, stranger danger bag and then my bag of people I know, you know, when I would go trick-or-treating.
Again, I'm telling you, you had your bag and then the one from the smaller child to push over. I get
you. I want Twix.
Twix is?
Correct.
There you are. Victorious.
I
would have
went that way, too. I would have went that way, too.
66% Twix, 65.6% Snickers. Yeah. I mean, they were back-to-back and right there. So very close, but a victorious
Congratulations. A Victoria
for you. Okay, and then just one more for funsies. Where did it go? I had a really good one here, and now I've lost it. Okay, do they prefer sugar babies?
Remember sugar babies? Oh, yes, I remember sugar babies.
Or a beef jerky stick?
Beef jerky stick.
It's sugar babies.
No, it's a beef jerky stick.
Really? I love the sugar babies.
Yep.
Oh. That's why I go opposite.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get your protein. Congratulations, Monica. You are the winner.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I have a bartender that quit his job because he was drinking on his off day.
Okay. So drinking on his off day. Also, Antoine has a nurse who claims she was hypnotized for a bizarre reason.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get
okay.
to. So he drinking on his day off means his day off.
His
and
day
he's
off.
A bartender. It's work.
Yeah, like he was doing pretty much.
It. testing.
So he's laid back at home, and 3 a.m. he gets a text from his boss saying, I need you to work at 11 to 10.
Okay.
11 in the morning to 10 p.m. And he's like, but I'm off. I'm already drinking. And he says, well, that's not a good look. That's not professional.
For a bartender.
And he said, but my day off, he said, you're texting me at 3 a.m. to tell me I need to be at work at 11 a.m. and I'm supposed to be off. He said, I quit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like he was ready to quit.
I feel like he was too.
Because I feel like that was a little hasty.
Yep.
I mean, it's 8 hours from now.
Yeah, right. And you know, when you have already made that mindset, Antoine, then you have that hair trigger fuse.
You're waiting.
You're like, one more time.
Right. All of a sudden they say, hey, Zach, can you? That's it. I quit.
Yep.
I quit.
I'm done.
I can't be. You don't you use that tone with me ever again. Yeah, that's
he was done.
He was. And I believe that is, I like a bartender that drinks.
Mm.
I don't know. You know what? I don't like a bald hairdresser. Like, I want someone who's wearing with hair, like who knows what they're doing. So
yes.
A bartender, if I have a bartender that doesn't drink,
you think that's a problem?
Yeah, well,
I need to know that
a tattoo
practicing.
Artist with no tattoos.
That would be another one. Yeah.
Like, you don't know the pain.
God, so does that even exist? I mean, it's like every tattoo artist looks like they have tried everything out on their body.
Yes.
There was like one guy on Inkmaster, and it was just kind of weird to see.
Right.
You know, like, you don't have one.
No, it's bizarre.
As long as he's a good artist, that's all that matters.
I'm sure he is. Yeah. But why ain't got none?
Yeah,
like he don't truly know what it feels like.
Right,
right.
I've used a lot of excuses in my life. One excuse I've never used for something was I was hypnotized. I was secretly hypnotized.
I haven't used that one yet either. Yet,
but I think I'm gonna have to try it because there's a nurse who recently got fired by her job. Because she refused to see a psychiatrist. And why do they want her to see a psychiatrist?
Yes, why
she went around the hospital telling that she was secretly hypnotized to fart at work. She said she was hypnotized. People were using sounds like low sounds, low audible sounds that would cause her to have gas. And she felt like that needed to be looked into. And her director said,
she was somebody's monitor.
Nobody hypnotized you to pass gas at work. And she goes, yes, it is. We need you to see a psychiatrist. I will not.
Mm.
So she got fired.
But, you know, can you really trust the person who said, no one's hypnotizing you to fart at work? Like, I just.
She says that she was possessed gaslighted by low frequency sounds that would cause her to pass gas.
Gaslighted. Yeah. I see what you did.
Yeah.
I see what this is. You know, that's a good one because it's just. It's so old school now to blame the dog.
Uh-huh.
Like, everyone's already blamed the dog.
Yeah.
But the hypnotist magician
that's
that
a new
you
one.
Saw, that is, yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to start using. I'm like, hey, me, Zach, and Monica had a hypnotist into the station today, so all of that was his fault.
Yep. I'm going to start doing that at home if I do.
I can't believe you.
Hypnotized. Sorry. Can't help you.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.